Novelist John Edgar Wideman's newest book is a collection of short pieces, some of them as short as a page, even a sentence. The book is called Briefs, Stories for the Palm of the Mind, and Alan Chu says this review.
Stories? Not really. These 90-some easy pieces stand closer to sketches or notes or responses or notions for stories. An old black man in a wheelchair imagines himself the white woman who's pushing him along. Wideman himself imagines the last night of the novelist Ralph Ellison. Wideman attacks book reviewers. He creates little rhapsodies about walking on a New Jersey beach or walking through the French countryside. He laments with great force about family miseries. He recounts an anecdote about jogging. He engages here and there in automatic writing, eulogizes his mother's bones, lost friends, lost opportunities. In other words, he plays the hot beam of his focus on life and art, on love, race, politics, family, on the holy and the everyday, from street life to the bedroom. And much of it taking not much more time than it's taking me to tell you about what he's done. So this is a slight book from one of our country's most interesting writers. And one has to notice, and what a sign of the times this is, that it comes to us from a small print-for-hire outfit that advertises online. All this makes it interesting enough for you to give it your attention, one brief, insightful page at a time.
The book is called Briefs, Stories for the Palm of the Mind by John Edgar Wideman. Our reviewer, Alan Chu, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
This is NPR.